Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. We go to Brazil and a catastrophe, a natural catastrophe, except rain, rain, rain. There is a study piece available right now. I believe it's the Wall Street Journal, but I read widely, so it could be a London paper, saying, why is it raining so much? I report to you anecdotally. Very heavy rains in the south of France as of last Wednesday. Bucketing. I report to you that very heavy rains in the eastern part of the Australian continent, from Queensland to Victoria, right through New South Wales. Very heavy rains. I report heavy rains in Haiti. I report very heavy rains in other capitals across not just the southern hemisphere, but the northern hemisphere as well. Is it just springtime? I don't know, but Ernesto is going to take us to where the rains are falling right now with catastrophe attached to it. Heavy rains in Brazil's southernmost state of Rio Grande do Sul this week killed at least 55, according to local authorities. Defense authorities said 74 people were still missing. More than 69,000 had been displaced as storms in the last few days have affected nearly two-thirds of the 497 cities in the state, bordering Uruguay and Argentina. Ernesto, this is hometown. Is this something you see every spring, or is this odd, scary odd? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. This is almost unprecedented, very sad. In my case, I'm from there, and we see the destruction. Actually, the death toll is already around 70 people, I think the displaced toll is going to go maybe close to 1 million people in a 10 million people state. There have been floods in the past to a similar level, maybe 80 years ago. And before that, we don't have the records. So it's normal, but not to that extent. This will require a huge reconstruction program. Yesterday, President Lula and the state governor Leite were talking about the need for a Marshall Plan for Rio Grande do Sul. Human suffering. Also, one issue is the apparent lack of sufficient support from the armed forces and the federal government. People are trying to get their own boats and jet skis and private helicopters, private planes, trying to rescue people who are isolated or bring supplies so much in need. There's a lot of popular spontaneous mobilization. This is very nice to see, but it shows the deficiencies of the Brazilian and the local state. In terms of the causes of the phenomenon, of course, many people are attributing this to a worldwide climate change, but also there are people who are studying the way there was some sort of overconstruction of hydropower dams in the state, in the Rio Grande state, leading to a messing up of the whole river system in the state, the creation of different patterns of water flow, which maybe led to this situation now. This overconstruction was over the last 20 years. So this might be the case. As of now, of course, priority, everyone is thinking about them, helping the victims. It's really beautiful to see the mobilization of the whole nation. People from states which are 3,000 miles away or 2,000 miles away trying to send help and sending help to the south. That is very, very important for the nation, for the union of the nation. Also, the feeling that sometimes you can't rely only on the state. You have to go by yourself. So people in their neighborhoods are trying to do their own rescuing operations and all that. That's also very important, I think. But on the other hand, you have people like the environment minister of Lula's cabinet saying, oh, we need some sort of climate emergency for the whole Brazil, or at least for the state. Okay, what does she mean? I mean, stop using fossil fuels before it's viable. If it's like they say, it's a global phenomenon, so it's no use in this most affected state now. Okay, people will go into climate emergency and stay home in 15-minute cities. That's absurd. So I'm particularly always afraid of the use of those catastrophes as a way of creating more mechanisms of state control and not going really towards the real issue. But and of course, this comes in a moment where Brazil, we're kind of have the sort of national malaise, like you would say here, or national depression. So this, in one sense, it adds to this feeling. In the other sense, this might be a rebirth of, okay, let's take people, citizens, not the government, taking things in our own hands and doing something for our fellow countrymen, for the country. So many mixed feelings, but as of now, people who pray are praying, people who can help are helping. Let's see. It's the largest natural tragedy in Brazil ever, I think.
Ernesto, is your hometown, what is it, and are your people okay?
Yes, they are Porto Alegre. Yes, they are. They don't live there anymore. They live in Brasilia, in the capital. But I have good news from that regard. But at the same time, with a lot of sadness, because everyone has a close friend or a close relative almost that lost everything. Some people lost their dear ones, but especially livelihoods are destroyed everywhere. Stores, working places, everything is destroyed. Roads, so how we get this to work again, we still don't know. But thank you for your thoughts.
Joseph, I'll come to you because the climate change in general, climate politics, dominates headlines in the Northern Hemisphere, Washington, New York, London, certainly all concern. Is there a similar concern throughout the Americas? Can we generalize about the continent or Central America about climate?
Probably no greater concern than in Brazil. But, as Ernesto was saying, some of the conversation has been very politicized, heavily politicized, mostly by the Europeans, I think, that have tried to basically impose climate change policies on many Latin American leaders. But there are some concerns, especially as we get into natural disasters and typhoon and hurricane season in the Caribbean. There's always discussions that surface about it. The drought inside Panama, there's people talking about if that's a result of climate change. And I think there's kind of a sensible conversation that's had because the climate does change. But there's also what you call maybe the fanatical part of the conversation where they're trying to impose specific policies that seem to have a different agenda.
And the agenda, is there a way to shade it? In other words, those center-left governments we've been talking about, do they use it more or less than the governments that are not that way? Can we generalize?
No, it's hard to generalize because there are some center-left governments that still exist in Latin America. The outgoing government, for example, Panama is a center-left government. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. There's a few center-left governments in the region. But most of the shift that the region has gone is to the far left. And the far left leaders in Latin America, which includes Lula da Silva in Brazil and Petro in Colombia, some of the ones we talked about in the show, have much more of that fanatical approach to climate change, use it as almost a political weapon to ostracize against their political opposition and to impose specific policies that have more to do with social control than they do with actually helping the climate.
One more positive about Brazil. Ernesto, the pop star Madonna, who I believe at this point is an athletic miracle, performed for, is this right, 1.6 million people on Copacabana Beach. Is that a credible headline, Ernesto?
Apparently, it is. Huge show. Lots of people commented on the sad coincidence of the show with the tragedy in the south because of the flood. okay, some people, the cancel shouldn't have been canceled. The show should have been canceled. I don't know. But, and I think Madonna went full Monty in terms of explicit sex on scene and things like that. So it was kind of really a sharp contrast and a sad contrast for people who are suffering so much in the South. In any case, okay, a huge event. Apparently, Madonna didn't like Brazil. He thought, oh, it's too hot or whatever. So, it was, and the way it was reported, the same time that the tragedy was occurring, and the at least the most popular TV networks showing 59 minutes of Madonna and 1 minute of the tragedy in the South. It was kind of sad and for the people, but good luck for Madonna.
And one more detail about President Bolsonaro hospitalized with a skin infection. Is that a mortal disease or is that something he deals with chronically?
To my knowledge, he didn't have this condition before, but I don't think that's life-threatening at all. And he's apparently today the news is this he is already back to Brasilia and under medication for that skin disease. So obviously he's under a lot of stress for many years now, but maybe more. I mean, he's the permanent threat of being arrested and having his political career even more destroyed than it already is. Maybe this has to do with that. I wish him all the best.
Ernesto, Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. He was in the cabinet with Bolsonaro. And Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. We're going to Argentina, which is a different horse. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.